sale process is continuing. We've had expressions of interest now closed, and we're presently dealing with a number of parties with a view to moving one of those to a completed contract, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
So what would that mean for a creditor who's owed money if the company is sold?
In terms of the return to creditors, obviously there's very, very different classes of creditors, and the Corporations Act designates how we're to pay those. Obviously, there are quite a significant number of secured creditors or a significant value of secured creditors, a small amount of employee entitlements and other leasehold creditors. Now, each of those are dealt with separately. And then at the end of that chain is obviously the what I would regard as the ordinary unsecured creditors. In terms of whether there'll be a return to that last class, so the ordinary unsecured creditors, we'll just have to wait and see at the end of the process.
When you buy a business like this, do you inherit the debts that come with that business, or do you just buy the site and like the business name and the infrastructure that they have?
Yes, look, there's two options. You can, most of these transactions are simple, what I regard as asset purchases. So you're simply purchasing the business's assets and goodwill and everything else that goes along with the business out of the existing company. So the Convector Grain Pty Ltd entity, under the power of the administrators, sells its assets out to a new company, and that is recommenced, and therefore the old creditors or the creditors in the old company are dealt with through the administration process, as you've indicated. The other option is the creditors can enter into what's called a deed of company arrangement. That would result in essentially a cleaning or a cleansing of the entity of its creditors, the end result of which is being that the purchaser would take over that entity. That's far less common. The most common scenario is the simple purchase of the assets out of that entity, and the new purchaser is a free to away and trade in that new entity from that point onwards without any of the old liabilities coming with it.
So if you are a creditor of Convector Grain, what would you expect to hear next as this process continues?
Sometime before mid-December, we will be notifying creditors through a lengthy report as to our investigations. Obviously, our investigations go not just to the sale of business, but also all of the circumstances surrounding the initial demise of the company and also any potential recoveries which would be available to them from other sources. So that report will be out in all likelihood late this year.
And is that when you would expect to have, a final total, I guess, was how much was owed and to how many different creditors there were?
Exactly, yeah. Look, at that point in time, creditors will have a better understanding, one, of the value of creditors, but also whether there's any expectation of a return to each of the relevant classes, particularly unsecured creditors, correct?
And in the past, when we've talked, it's been that the expectation was it would be about $13 to $15 million. Is that currently still the ballpark figure of what you're expecting?
Yes, it's around the $15 million mark, Brett. Look, at this point in time, claims do continue to flow in. They probably came with a bit of a rush earlier on. Obviously, at the moment, there's a little bit of a trickle still coming through. In terms of the final number, you won't get to that final number until we do get to a stage of a dividend, obviously, and that's at the point at which creditors will be obliged to actually formally lodge their claims. At this point in time, it's really just a voluntary process.